Every year, millions of people cross the Niagara River on the Peace Bridge that connects Buffalo, New York to Canada, and many of them sit for hours in a traffic jam. The border crossing and passport checks do slow things down, but there are just not enough lanes for all the traffic. ICE delivery man Tim Holliday is one of those who's fed up with hours and hours of bridge delays.
Like, I got to go to duty free here, and when I coming out here, I got to come back through customs, and they always, what are you doing in Canada? I'm just sick of the hassles, you know?
Transportation officials say a new bridge is needed. The traffic problems will only get worse. Because of increased trade, about 11 million additional travelers are expected to be using the Peace Bridge over the next decade. And that's a headache for Ron Rynas. He manages the busy international bridge crossing. He says building a new bridge would help with the traffic delays and help with national security.
This is a border improvement project designed to address redundancy issues, security issues, traffic flow, all of those things, maintenance issues, all of those are impacted by not being able to proceed with the project.
A second bridge has been designed. It's a cable-stayed bridge with towers as high as the Washington Monument. Brian Higgins is a congressman for the area. He's pushing for federal approval of the impressive cable design. He says the region needs an iconic symbol of progress.
We're in the 11th hour of a project that's been going on for 15 years. We need additional capacity at the Peace Bridge to promote the efficient, predictable flow of commerce between the United States and Canada. We need an iconic bridge, a signature bridge.
But that signature bridge is exactly the kind of design that's dangerous to many birds. And the Niagara River is a virtual highway for nearly 300 kinds of birds. The cables can be invisible to the birds. They can fly into them and die. Among those birds is the common tern. It's an endangered species. Terry Yonker knows these and other birds better than most.
We probably documented somewhere in the range of 500,000 birds. And there's a common tern right there.
Yonker is a scientist and a former Ornithological Society president. He wrote an environmental study that recommended against the bridge's cable design because it could kill hundreds of different kinds of birds, including the endangered tern. Yonker says even if it avoided hitting the cables by flying over the bridge, the tern would be stressed by such a tall bridge design. That's because it has to make 8 trips over the bridge each day to feed its young. But he says it probably wouldn't make that many trips if the new bridge is any higher than the Peace Bridge.
You raise that structure and they will expend more energy to do that. If they expend a lot of energy doing this, they'll maybe make 5 or 6 trips a day. And that means 1 or 2 chicks are going to get less food out there.
The other concern is the food source for the tern. Fishery experts say the location of the piers would change water currents, eventually killing off the emerald shiner. That's the tiny fish the endangered bird feeds on. So a new design is being recommended, a lower bridge with smaller piers to protect the tern and the emerald shiner. Federal and state agencies are working to find a way to mitigate the threat to the birds and fish by altering the plans for the new bridge. But environmental experts say you can't mitigate extinction. They say the common tern is more than an endangered bird. They say it's a warning about what happens when sound science is ignored for the sake of progress. But try explaining that to the people stuck in traffic for hours because a second bridge is being blocked to save a small bird and a little fish. For the Environment Report, I'm Joyce Kryzak.